Hundreds of paddles will be showcased this weekend in Prince Rupert. And as Carolina has found out, the paddles will be more than just canoes. They pull together the past and the present.
I'm inside Prince Rupert's Aboriginal Friendship House. The place is suffused with the smell of fresh, raw wood so strong it makes my eyes water. In every room, there are dozens of canoe paddles, 300 to be exact. Preschoolers are painting them. Teenagers are painting them. Elders are painting them. And eventually, many people will use these paddles for their very first time in a canoe. Peter Loy is organizing the production of the 300 paddles.
When a piece of wood becomes a paddle, it becomes a very functional tool. When a paddle is taken and somebody puts their crest on it and they put a bit of their story of who they are on it, that paddle then becomes a part of who they are. It's no longer just a paddle, but a part of who they are. And I see the great respect that people are showing for these paddles.
And that personal story of discovery is true for Chloe Innes. Chloe is young, dark hair, blonde tips, sitting among a group of loud teenagers where paddles are strewn across big tables. And she is holding up a beautiful paddle in pastel colors.
And on my paddle, I have a jellyfish. We had the choice of putting a crest on, but I thought I would put a jellyfish on. Because on my first long vacation, I went to Vancouver and we seen jellyfish, and I just thought it was really pretty.
Chloe is keen to break with tradition for the design of her paddle, but the whole exercise, she says, is bringing her closer to the roots of her traditional Tsimshian culture.
This is my first time, too. I've never gone canoeing or anything like that. I'm really excited. I'm going to bring it home, and my mom's probably going to put it up somewhere. Yeah, I think I'm going to keep it with me for a long time.
Meanwhile, upstairs in the elders' room, Murray Smith is quietly working on his paddle with his wife. For him, painting this paddle is connection to a culture that he's been searching for since he was sent away to residential school.
It really means a history of what my mother said to me when I was 13 years old. I got off the train in Port Ed. I came back from residential school. And I remember in July, my mother was trying to talk to me about our culture and tradition. I was very rude to her. I said, "We don't speak our language anymore, Mom." And she said, "I don't want to learn it. I don't want to hear about it." And man, oh man, those things I held on to, I didn't get a name until I was, I think, 57, 58 years old. So I went all my life without it. And now they bring their paddles up. You know, the excitement I feel is, it's pretty hard to describe, almost to an emotional state of, my goodness, I do belong. This is who I am.
And while the paddle helps him connect to an ancestral past, it's also helping him lay the demons of residential school to rest.
You know what it's like to reconcile with someone that's harmed you? You know, the government and those people that harmed you in school? Can you sit across the table from that person and say, you know what, we need to start over again? This is what that paddle is doing for me. I'm grasping on to something that is so powerful for me, what it represents. It's not just a paddle. It's my history of who I really, truly am.
After the paddles are formally blessed, they'll be presented to Prince Rupert at the annual Sea Fest. Later, children, youths, adults, elders will all gather at the shoreline. And for the very first time, many will paddle their own canoe. For CBC Radio, I'm Carolina DeReich in Prince Rupert.
Thank you, Carolina. And you can see the 300 paddles this afternoon. The paddle blessing ceremony and celebration takes place from 3:30 to 6 at the Civic Center this evening, and all are invited. The paddles will also be on display for the annual Sea Fest parade Saturday morning at 11 o'clock and Sunday afternoon for the first ever canoe tug of war at the waterfront.